Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. Hope everyone is healthy, happy, and safe. And hope you guys are loving and living your life. So today's topic is not going to be a happy one. Today's topic is going to be something that we need to talk about, and we need to talk about it because unfortunately it's a reality that may have taken place in our life, maybe is taking place in our life, or can be taking place in a loved one's life. And the inspiration, or rather the reminder to do this episode, actually came from Madea. Those of you that have not watched the Madea movies, go check them out. I honestly believe that Madea gives great advice when it comes to relationships. And in one of the Madea movies, the topic is around cheating. And it was very refreshing to see someone give advice that is not something that you typically see on TV, and to see the reality of how a cheating situation unfolds. Unfortunately, when we turn to media, we turn to TV, and when you go to Instagram and you watch people's lives, everything appears to be great. And even if things are not all that awesome, somehow in the end, things fall into place. People miraculously change, they do the right thing, there's a happily ever after, but real life is far from that. The reality is that it's not always a happy ending, at least maybe with not that person. You can have a happy ending in your life, but maybe it's with other people. So today I really want to talk about, how do you handle being cheated on? And for those of you that have not checked out some of the other episodes, go check them out, especially the ones that talk about like the signs of a cheater, that if you're suspecting that somebody is cheating in your life, how do you catch that person, how not to get played. But today we're really going to talk about this topic from a different lens, which is, how do you cope? How do you overcome? How do you handle being cheated on? And guys, as always, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please, please, please do so now. Okay, so let's talk about the reality of cheating. Statistics show over 60% of men and over 45% of women will cheat in their relationship at one point or another. That's one couple in every 2.5 couples that will cheat. Now, take these statistics with a grain of salt, because even with this research, even with these stats, not everyone's going to be honest and admit to the fact that they've cheated. And I'm not talking about just in one relationship. It could be maybe 10 years ago they cheated on someone. The belief that most people want to have is that if somebody cheated, let's say in whichever relationship, that they will change. They will learn from that and they will be a better person. But cheating and lying go hand in hand. And for those of you that have ever lied or been lied to, I'm sure you know that it's something that's a patterned behavior. It is not something that's usually an isolated case. People who tell the truth will routinely tell the truth because that's who they are. People that lie will lie because that's who they are. The same thing for cheaters. There are people who will never cheat, despite in what kind of relationship they're in or who they're with. And it has nothing to do with really the other person, but more about their own moral compass and their own values and their own beliefs and their own self-respect. That's why the person who doesn't cheat will not cheat. Now, can there be circumstances that even such a person can be moved into cheating? Yes, absolutely. But generally, it's safe to assume that someone who's not a cheater will continue to not be a cheater. They may end a relationship before they feel the need or before they take that step to cheat. Now, people who are cheaters are habitual cheaters for the most part. Because you see, cheating is not so much what you're doing to the other person, but more of a reflection of who you are. There's an element of deceit, there's an element of lying, there's an element of betrayal, there's an element of caring just about yourself and not thinking about your partner. So being selfish and self-centered. So all of these are qualities that a person might have, which if you were to look at two individuals and one person had these qualities, it's safer to assume that that's the person that will cheat. So when somebody has cheated in one relationship in their life, the only caveat to this would be, let's say you're a really great person and you got cheated on five times in a row in five different relationships. Then you go ahead and do it to the sixth person because you're just vengeful. Okay, that's the exception. For the most part, people's personalities play a factor into cheating. So if you are someone that is a liar, that is deceitful. And guys, we're not over here to judge. I'm not telling you to raise your hand, wear a t-shirt, get a hat that says I'm a cheater, but we all know what we do, even if that never comes to light. Let's say, even if nobody knows that you're someone that has cheated on people, or if you've been cheated on, you know. So in this episode, try to be as honest with yourself because the whole point of this podcast is the growth. It's the progression, it's the evolving of just being a better person, having a better life, being more fulfilled, being more prosperous, and just getting to that level. So I really hope you can be very honest as you're listening to this podcast episode because it's a topic that really needs to be discussed more. And because it's very, very emotional, because there's hurt feelings that are involved, oftentimes people don't want to talk about it. So let's move on. Let's get really into it. Now, if you've been cheated on, I'm sure you've already experienced some of these stages, but the stages of deceit, the stages of being cheated on are as follows. You'll go through shock because you can't believe that somebody did this to you. There'll be an element of denial followed by the shock because you don't want to believe that someone that you care about can hurt you like this. Then you move into anger. Now you're mad that this person did this to you. You love them and you can't believe it. Then it's blame. And this is where the Madea movies really speak to me because in one of the movies, there's a guy that actually cheats. He cheats with his brother's wife. And his wife, when she finds out that her husband cheated with his sister-in-law, starts to tell him why she feels like she played a part in it. And that's where the blame came in. Mind you, she's not the person that cheated. And this is often what happens. When we go through shock, denial, anger, there's an element where we feel, and I'm going to say we guys, because I'm going to speak for all of the people that have been cheated on, not necessarily my personal experience. But I'm with you, you know, I'm trying to go through this emotional journey with all of the people that may have gone through this experience. And that's one of the things that I love about the podcast is the ability and the opportunity for me to put in myself in somebody else's shoes. So we blame ourselves. We think that maybe there's something else that we could have said. Maybe there's something that we could have done. Maybe there are shortcomings that we have. And that's the worst thing that you can do. When somebody's cheating, it's not a reflection on you, it's a reflection on them. And I want you to remember that if you've gone through this experience or if you're going through this experience currently. So after the blame, then comes bargaining. That's when we try to tell the person, okay, well, because you did this to me, you need to do X, Y, and Z, or going forward, you can't cheat on me, or this will happen to you. So that's us trying to remedy the situation. And we honestly want to feel that this person is so remorseful that they're willing to go above and beyond to rectify this situation, change our emotions, make us feel better, so that we sense and we still feel that they care about us. Because you see, when people start doing bargaining after they've been cheated on, it's really a way for them to sort of try to justify why this person could have done it, but then also see that this person still cares. And in that seeing that this person cares, we want to really believe that even though they cheated, it meant absolutely nothing to them. Just to take away some of the hurt that we're going through. Sadly, bargaining usually doesn't work. If you've been cheated on more than once, then you know that even when you go through the cycle, and let's say you get to the bargaining stage, you forgive the person, they say they'll do X, Y, and Z. Unfortunately, people that cheat, cheat repetitively. Very rarely is an isolated one-time incident and they get it and they will never do it again. Oftentimes, the only thing that changes is that they get better at hiding the fact that they're cheating. And you get better at ignoring some of the red flags simply because you don't want to go through the hurt. And then eventually, you will reach a point where you've just had enough. And believe me, everyone gets to that point. People just have different tolerance levels. So right after the bargaining stage is when depression comes in. Because once you've gone through basically this roller coaster of emotions, depending on how that bargaining stage goes, depending on what this person says they'll do to you, they'll do for you, or what you want them to do, there'll be a sense of disappointment because they're not going to measure up. And the reason why they're not going to measure up is because think about it. No matter what someone does to make up for the fact that they broke your heart, can you really and truly forgive them and accept them with open arms? Oftentimes the answer is no. And if you can get to that stage of forgiveness, that stage isn't going to come overnight. And that's why depression kicks in, because we come into terms with the fact that this is not something that is making us happy. Even if that person is doing every single thing that you ask them to do, every time you look at them, you're still going to think about how much they hurt you. You're still going to wonder if you can trust this person. And that's where the sadness comes in. The sadness also reminds you and maybe makes you want to go back to the time where you had a different image of this person and the reality matched that image. A time before they cheated on you and what you guys had. And the more you reminisce about the past and what you did have and potentially what you could have had had this person not cheated, the depression sinks in deeper and deeper. The last stage of this emotional roller coaster is acceptance, is you coming to terms with the fact that, yes, this happened. Yes, this person did this. I cannot deny it. I can't look the other way. I've tried to fix it. I've tried to move on from it, but it's just something that I cannot do. So those are basically the emotional roller coaster stages that you or someone else that's been cheated on will go through. Now, for some people, this stage might be short-lived. For others, one factor of this stage might be longer, depending on your personality and how you deal with situations like this. Here's the important part. How do you deal with this? How do you cope with being cheated on? How do you overcome being cheated on? And this is probably the most important part. We can't necessarily control other people. And I can't say we can't necessarily, because maybe in some circumstances you can. But oftentimes we don't have control over anyone else. The only person that we can control, the only person that we can rely on 150% is ourselves. I don't care who you have in your life and how much they tell you that they love you and what they'll do for you and X, Y, and Z. The reality is people can change. Situations can change. They can go and find somebody else. They can break your heart. But you always have you. So regardless of what somebody else did, your priority should be making sure that you're okay in this situation. Not for the other person, not for the world, but for you, for your sanity, for your life, for your own well-being, and for your future. So let's go through with how do you make sure that you're good if you've been cheated on. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to deal and accept your grief. You need to come to terms with the fact that this happened. Before you talk to anybody else, come to terms with the fact yourself. Now, there's a variety of different things that you can do to kind of deal with this grief that you're experiencing. For some people, they might want to know everything about this cheating situation. When did it happen? What was I doing? Why didn't I see it? For other people, it might just be that they want to lie around in bed. They want to mope. They want to cry. They want to wallow in their misery. For other people, it might be a bit of denial that maybe they emotionally shut down just so they can carry on with their lives. For other groups of people, it might be that they build a wall and they get super cold-hearted, because that's the response that they give every time they're going through grief. There's really no right or wrong answer as to how you will be dealing with your grief. It really depends on you as a person. The important thing is that you deal with this grief however you process it. If you do become numb, then you need to reach a point where you accept and you go through what exactly happened? How do you feel about it? And guys, the one thing that I tell people all the time is your feelings are your feelings. No one is allowed to tell you how you should feel. You need to make sure that you're okay. So if that involves grabbing a bucket of ice cream and sitting in front of the TV for hours or days on end, then that's how you need to deal with your grief. Now, if this is what you're doing for the X weeks or months, then that's certainly not healthy, because remember, here we're talking about how do you make sure that you're okay. But allow yourself a bit of a time period to just deal with the shock, deal with the pain, and kind of go through that emotional roller coaster with all of this. And be kind to yourself more than anyone else. Be kind to you. And no one can tell you how to go about this process, because it's going to be an individual journey for each and every one of you. Your goal in this is, okay, I need to come to terms with myself first. And once you've done that, secondly, talk to other people. Rely on your friends, talk to a therapist, talk to your family. Go on YouTube, watch videos on how to deal with this, listen to the rehab show, whatever you need to do, whether it's you communicating to someone else or you just listening to people tell you how do you deal with all of this, as you talk it out. And talking it out could even just be with yourself, because you have to get from the internal to the external with your emotions. So the first step is just internalizing and overcoming the grief. The second is really talking about it, so you can release some of this anger and you can release some of the negative feelings that you may be going through. Once you're done talking it out, hopefully you have good people in your life that you can talk to, who can give you advice and who can support you through all of this. If not, guys, get a therapist, talk to a counselor. Go speak with a professional that can really, really help you. And sometimes the best way that people can help us is just listen. People don't even have to always give you the best advice. But sometimes when you're going through this type of situation, it's helpful just to know that you can vent. So look for those people in your life. If not, pay and get those people in your life. The next step is look at the entire situation, look at your relationship with that person, and really balance out the good and the bad. See, one thing that people do oftentimes when they've been cheated on is when they look back, they don't see anything positive in that situation. And sometimes that's not even true if you've been cheated on. It can also be true if you haven't been cheated on and the relationship ended up badly, where you look back in that relationship and you really don't see anything good in it. Most of us are guilty of doing that. That when you think about the past, it's almost all that all of the good things, all of the positive things just dwindle down and disappear. And the only thing you really remember is the bad stuff that the person did. So try to do your best in balancing the positives and the negatives. Now, I'm not going to push for this too hard, because I know it's not easy. And I know that all of us can't always get to that level of looking at the positives and the negatives. And the other reason why I'm saying this, guys, what I don't want you to do is look back into your past, look at the negatives, but then outweigh that with the positives and now start missing this person or start going back into that emotional roller coaster because you want that relationship back, or now you're more sad that you had those great memories and how it fell apart and you want to run back to that time. So be careful when you're thinking about the past. Try not to go to one extreme or the other, because you certainly don't want to be in a predicament where you allow this person back in your life and you go through this again. The next stage is accept the pain, accept the hurt, accept that this happened, accept how you feel about it, accept that your person did this to you, accept that the trust is broken, accept that the future that maybe you had pictured for the two of you may never come to fruition, accept that maybe you didn't know that this person was capable of doing something like this to you. Accept all of those things. What I don't want you to do is start thinking about how are you to blame in any of this. Just accept what happened. Why someone did it is a completely separate story. And I'm going to give you like an extreme example, but guys, never ever do this. Let's say somebody murdered someone. Okay, regardless of why that person murdered the other person, the reality is someone's now dead. So that's how I want you to think about this situation. Regardless of the reason why someone did it, still doesn't justify their actions. There's nothing that somebody can say to you where they can justify cheating on you. If they were unhappy, they can leave. If there was something about this situation or your relationship that didn't work for them, they could have communicated. Cheating is one of the worst things that you can do in a relationship. And I've said this in a lot of my other podcast episodes because I really, really believe in this. Once you cheat on a person, you break the trust. Without trust, you can't have friendship. Somebody can't be your family. There's no bond that you have with that individual. That trust is so crucial for any type of relationship that the second you break it, you break all of your chances of ever having that person in your life in any type of manner. Now, does that mean that sometimes when people cheat on the other person, they can't be friends down the line? Yes, maybe they even try to make things work. But without the trust being there, things do not sustain in the long term, which is why I always advise people, do not cheat on your partner. If you're unhappy, communicate. If you don't want that relationship anymore, just break up with that person. But do not ever make the mistake of cheating, because once you lose the trust of a person, it's a matter of time before they exit out of your life. Because who wants to deal with being with someone and constantly wondering what that person is doing, who are they with, if they're telling them the truth? I mean, that will drive you insane. And let's face it, we all have a billion things to deal with in our lives as is. Who needs this extra layer of complexity? So accept that it happened, but do not dwell on the reasons behind it. And don't give your partner or your ex-partner a get out of jail card. No. I don't care what the person says that caused them to do this. A wrong action is a wrong action, despite the logic, despite the motivation, despite the excuses that somebody gives you. Hells to the no. And then while you're going through all of this, while you're dealing with your hurt, just don't try to feel better immediately. Don't forgive the person just because you want that pain to go away. Experience that pain. It's obviously not a pleasant feeling, but it's something that will help you grow in the long term, that will really heal you at your core. It's by going through the hurt, accepting it. And then the next stage is look at the bigger picture. Whether this was the love of your life or this was someone that you just started a relationship with, the reality is you were fine before you had this person in your life. You were probably doing great before you met them. Even if not right immediately before, you were living. And you will be fine after this person leaves. So look at it from that lens. Your life should never begin or end at any individual, romantic and or otherwise. You need to be fulfilled. You need to be happy in you. And anyone that you allow in your life, that you allow in your circle, that you grace with your presence, should be adding to your life, not taking away from it. Always remember that. The second someone tries to, or someone starts to remove from your happiness, take away from your prosperity or your peace of mind, it's time for them to go. Don't tolerate that kind of nonsense. Be really, really good to you, which brings me to the next stage of dealing with this. Surround yourself with people that make you happy. When you're going through a breakup, which at this point I'm assuming or I'm hoping that this is a stage of a breakup, because if you're continuing to be in a relationship with a person who's cheated on you, you're essentially telling them that it's okay for them to keep doing this to you. And depending on your tolerance and your patience, maybe you'll deal with this for a couple weeks. Maybe it'll be a couple months. Maybe it'll be a couple years. You will eventually reach your breaking point after going through the cycle over and over again. So I really, really hope, and I would encourage anyone in this situation, please do not forgive and give this person a chance to put you through that rodeo one more time. For your sake, let them go. Let them go. Surround yourself with people that make you happy. Whether that's friends, whether that's family, whether that's you traveling, experiencing life. Do what makes you really, really happy. And while you're making yourself happy, prioritize you. Prioritize things that make you happy. Work on yourself. Work on your mind. Work on your body. Just be the best version that you can be, not for the other person. I don't care if they know about you or what's going on in your life. Do this for you so you're really, really good at the end of this. And there's a couple of things that are sort of involved in just making sure that you prioritize yourself, which can involve you just going back and being social. So you're not at home thinking about this person or thinking about this situation. It could be you just keeping yourself busy also, just so you're not wandering or you're not thinking or you're not tempted to talk to this individual. Make sure that you are good. You're good mind, body, and soul. You've healed. You've overcome the situation. And this will take some time, guys. I'm going to be very, very honest with you. This is not something that's going to happen overnight, especially if you really love this person. That shit hurts. And allow yourself that time. Allow yourself that time to come to terms with all of this and be in a really, really good place. Now, when you get to the good place, there's two different ways that you can handle this situation. For a handful of you, it might make sense to communicate with that person. And maybe that's how you want to have your closure, or that's going to make things okay for you emotionally. For the other group of you, it might just be better that you keep going on in your journey without this person. Continue living your life, close this chapter, have learned from it, have healed from it, have become a better person as a result of it, and then just move on. And I can't tell you which door or which path to pick, because then I'd be partial to one over the other. Do what works for you. And while you're making this decision, don't compare yourself to anybody else. What works for one person may not work for another. Be really, really selfish in all of this. If somebody cheated on you, then guess what? They were being selfish in that process. Now it's time for you to be selfish and make sure that you're really, really good and you're happy in your life. And for some people, it's helpful to just make plans to distract themselves. And there's really no time frame for you to heal, for you to overcome being cheated on. You really have to go at your own pace. And it honestly also really depends on your relationship. If you dated somebody for a couple of weeks and they did this, then maybe overcoming that whole situation might be a lot easier than someone that you were married to. So take the path that works best for you. And don't go by what somebody else would do. It's okay to talk to other people. It's okay to get other people's advice, but they're not you. They are not the person that's going through this roller coaster. They weren't in this.
And not that you need to hear it, but just in case you do, you are absolutely fabulous. You are kicking ass in life. You are growing. You are evolving. And you deserve someone that is just so good to you, that treats you right, that is faithful to you, that doesn't make you question what they're doing behind your back. And most importantly, someone that loves you so much that they wouldn't cheat on you and they wouldn't break your heart. All of us, and yes, every single one of you, deserves that type of individual, man or woman, in your life. No one deserves to be played, honestly. And if you have been on the receiving end of it, and if you have gone through this painful experience of cheating, I hope you get to a point where you can put all of this behind you. I hope you reach a level, if you haven't already, where you understand that it's not your fault. I hope you don't keep blaming yourself for it. And worst of all, I hope you don't keep thinking that every person that you're going to meet next is going to do the same thing to you. And honestly, that's the most unfortunate thing that comes of this experience, when people can't put it past them. It's one thing that somebody did this to you, but don't let them question you if there's somebody great out there, if you will fall in love again. Don't give them that kind of a power. Yes, it sucks to go through a shitty experience. It really sucks to get your heart broken, especially when the heartbreak comes from a cheating standpoint. But that doesn't mean that there aren't great people out there. That doesn't mean that there's not someone out there, if you haven't found them already, who's not going to love you unconditionally, who's not going to be there, who's not going to be faithful to you. And you should not settle for anyone that doesn't meet that minimum criteria. Every single individual deserves that, deserves someone in their life that can be faithful, that can be loyal, that really loves them to a point where they wouldn't intentionally try to break their heart. And up until you find that person, keep walking along the path. Keep continuing on with the journey, the beautiful journey of dating, of meeting new people. And I promise you, one day, when you least expect it, that person is going to just show up in your life. And they may not be in the package that you expect. Maybe they're not tall. Maybe they're not thick boned. Maybe they're not muscular. Maybe they don't have blue eyes or whatever you fancy. The package might look a bit different from who you thought you wanted to end up with. But as long as they're a really great person where it counts, as long as their heart is pure, their intentions with you are just, and they do everything in their power to be with you, to support you, and to do right by you, I hope you come across a person like this, and I hope you see what they bring to the table. Because that's the kind of happiness I wish for each and every person listening to this podcast. Life is beautiful, and love, that's just the nice whipped cream on top of the beauty that is life. And every person should get to experience that. So even if you've gone through a terrible relationship, even if you have endured a heartbreak, even if you've been cheated on, I hope you can learn in time to forgive and move on with your life. Not for the other person's sake, but for yours. And I hope you find that one-of-a-kind love where you will never have to listen to an episode like this one again. But do check out the other episodes, guys. All right, so with that, this is Your Husband's Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.